sounds like the girl that says nothing beats a jet two holiday.
And right now, you can save £50 per person.
No, I was saying that you look, I think it's a hair, maybe. You look
Maybe it
good.
is. And my hair looks shiny too. Look.
Did you shower?
I mean, I did last night, but no, ever since I dyed it, I feel like it looks shiny. I think 'cause it's darker.
It looks
Like
good. I like the dark. I like the
the
dark
blonde
color.
makes it look like dry.
What does Donald say about the dark hair?
Donald says I'm his gothic queen.
I cannot. I cannot. I don't know. I cannot. I don't know what how to react to that comment.
So yeah,
I
no one
was gonna say,
better be calling me Ashley Trevino no more because I have black hair.
have we gotten any more comments?
No, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, yeah, your hair looks black. But anyway, we need to dive in to the episode because we've been off recording for like 2 weeks now. We're back. We're back to recording, and you better buckle up because this episode is going to be jam-packed with information.
Give it to me.
Jam-packed like my luggage for San Francisco and Yosemite. Dude, it could barely close. I had to sit on it and then zip it up for it to close. It was that packed.
You should have
And
put it in
Carson,
one of those bags, the compressing bags.
bro, yeah, I think I'm gonna do that on the next trip. We did talk about it. I was like, well, next time we can fit my luggage, what I had in my luggage, in one of those like Ziplocs that you pull out the air and put it. So Carson took his big luggage and we checked that one, and that had like our boots for hiking and some hiking stuff for me, and he put all his stuff there. On mine, I only had what I was gonna wear in San Francisco, and that was pretty much it. And I could barely fit that. But yeah, it was a fun trip. I actually really enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect going into San Francisco. I was like, okay, it's gonna be cool. Every day we had something planned. So if you guys want my itinerary, I'm going to share it for one time only for you
No, my
guys.
God.
So
You're
yeah,
funny.
the first day, so we left Houston at 7 and we got there at 9 in the morning, so we had all day. You know, I like a busy schedule, so we got there, dropped the luggage, and I was like, let's go. San Francisco is waiting. So we went we were staying in the close to obviously the museum. It's called South of Market Street. And we went to the museum, we dropped off luggage, went to the museum, and spent like the morning there. No, dude, first we went to have breakfast. We went to this place called Mr. East. Se me hace agua la boca nada más de. So it was like a combination of American food, breakfast plates, but with an Asian twist. I ordered eggs Benedict, and mine had like steak or flank in between the eggs and the bread. So it was delicious. And then the hollandaise sauce that they used was so good. Carson had fried rice with an omelet. It was really good. I recommend if you're going to San Francisco, you have to go to Mr. East. Anyway, after that, we went to a museum, spent the morning there. After that, we went to Chinatown. That's where I sent you videos of the labubus,
Oh, the lepufus.
the lefufus, which are fake. But I was like, should I get one for Yuri? Do you have like an Annabelle doll? Like a possessed doll?
I know.
But it was fun. I like seeing everything that they were selling. I was this close to buy a lefufu. I was like, should I get a lefufu just for the fun of it? And Carson was like, what do you want? One of those things. Those things are creepy.
I am gonna take you whenever I go visit.
You can't see it, but yeah, that's the little video that I
Let me
took.
see. But the top one does look kind of, it looks kind of scary.
That's yours.
Oh my God.
Dude,
Oh, that one's cute. It has the eyes closed.
every store had like labubus. Every store. I mean, it's the hot thing right now. And I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna pass the opportunity to buy one. But no, we walked through Chinatown. It's literally like Chinatown in New York City, honestly.
Do not compare, please.
I will. Further
Oh,
down,
hell
further
no.
down.
Oh, hell no.
It was like literally like New York City in Chinatown. They have like the replicas, all those stores. They have like Chinese food. After that, we swung by this place close to Chinatown. It's called City Lights Booksellers. It was really, it's the one I sent you videos also. It's a tiny little bookstore, but it was really nice. They had a section like on the bottom, it was just like regular books that you would find at Barnes and Nobles. And at the top, they had like vintage first editions. They had poetry books and literature books. After that,
Wait,
swung by.
are you still on the first day? I know.
Then after that, we walked over to Pier 39, which Pier 39 is just like, did you go there?
Yeah, I went
So
there
we
at
saw
night.
the
Las
you went the di
Focas.
were they there?
Yes, they were there going. Eh.
Yeah, they were there when it was packed with like sea lions. A lot of
Wait, are
people were
sea
there.
lions focas? Yes, right?
Sea
Or
lions
no?
are focas.
They're just laying there like they've
Living
had
their
a rough
best life.
day and they're just there.
We at a distance, did you see Alcatraz? Did you go up there? Like, did you go
No, I
take a boat?
didn't. You didn't
Yeah,
go
me
either,
neither.
right? I
No.
would want to go. They have like a, I think like
The
a
tour.
night tour. I would like to go to the night one, like on Halloween.
You should.
I
But no, we went
know.
there. We were just walking around the pier. We bought some chocolate at a chocolate store. So we called it a night early that day because we had been awake since 4 a.m. our time. And it was when we went back to the hotel, it was 8:30, and we were like, okay, we need to like go to bed. We're done. We need to go to sleep. So we just like passed out. But we were bright and early. We were ready to
I
go.
know.
I was
What time
like
were you waking up? You know, that's the least thing I miss about traveling with you. Like,
Oh my God. Oh, trust me, baby girl. I'll be clapping. Whenever we do go on a trip, I'm gonna be clapping. No, well, I woke up at 7:30-ish. We
Carson went to
left.
the gym at 5.
No, he was like, we need to close our rings. We were like, we're not working out. We at least have to close all of our circles.
I'm pretty sure you did, no?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. We closed them all. The second day we went to this coffee shop, dude. It's called The Mill. It's a coffee shop slash bakery. They bake their own bread there. Like there were just people like sitting there sipping coffee like this, talking to each other. Like, I don't know, it was super cute.
You know, me right now, I'm like New York looking at you talk like that about San Francisco. New York is gonna get jelly.
I need to go pay a visit to New York. But anyway, we had breakfast there at the coffee shop. I ordered like it's called an egg in a hole. So it's bread with a hole in the middle and an egg.
And an egg.
And Carson got an avocado toast with an egg. I like that coffee shop. Then we went to Dolores Park. We walked through Mission District. I really liked it. It kind of gave Greenwich Village vibes, like in New York City and Manhattan. The thing that I like about San Francisco is that it's more like you have more personal space, you know, like you're not so crammed in like in Manhattan. And but it does still feel like a walkable city. I don't know. And then we went back to our hotel, got freshened up a little bit, and we went to the Golden State Park. The reason why we went to San Francisco was because Carson bought tickets to go see Kings of Leon and Zach Bryan on the Golden State Park. Dude, it was cold at
What?
night.
Oh, it was cold.
Well, during the day, it was like warm, right? But at night, it dropped like to, I think it was like 58, 59. So it was cold.
That's a perfect weather.
It was really good. Dude, no kidding. I had to write down on my notes app something so I didn't forget. It said in the concert, I was like, I need to talk about this. It says Zach Bryan concert P episode. So we were sitting down, but there was a point where everybody stood up and you couldn't see, so you had to stand up, right? So we moved to an area where there was like, I don't know how to describe it. There was a fence, but in the fence had like a tarp, so you couldn't see what was on the other side, right? So there was like this, like a triangle. In the middle, there was an open space. So all of a sudden, one guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, dude, do you mind if I pee in the back there?" I was like, "Whatever, sure, go." We were just standing there watching the concert. We weren't sitting there. So I was like, "You go for it." So he peed. He peed there and came out, and he was like, "Oh, thank you so much." I was like, "Oh, okay, cool, dude." Then a girl was
No.
wearing. Wait, guess what she was wearing?
A skirt?
You would think she would be wearing a skirt, right? If she's gonna pee in public,
Sí.
she was wearing overalls.
No se cuero
And she took her overalls, like she unclipped the overalls, I guess brought them down and peed like still like in an eagle pose. Like I don't know how you pee like that. She
Todas
peed
las
like that.
nalgas de afuera.
She peed like that. After that girl, another girl came and peed there.
Wait, were they asking you like, hey, can I pee here? Or they just saw that people were peeing there? They're like, oh.
I guess they just saw people were peeing there. Everybody started, like, it was pee central there. It was like, yeah, go ahead and come pee, whatever. Dude, there was this couple of a short guy and a tall queen. Like, the difference was like maybe a foot difference, like this, but he was so in love, Yudi. Like, the concert was going on in
I was like, what? I didn't expect for you
The concert was going on in
to.
the background. The guy was just looking at the girl like this.
No.
Because he was like, obviously she was taller than him,
Obsessed
so
with
she was
her.
like obsessed, but like uncomfortable. Because I was like, Carson, look. And he's like, oh my gosh, that's uncomfortable, pro girl. Because he wouldn't take off his like his eyes from her. He was just like this. But I have a video. They were
No.
they were dancing. Like,
Ay, hermano. Wait, but like,
yeah,
what
let
was
me
the
send
girl
it to you.
doing? Did she not look like, you know, when you can feel someone staring at you? Like, did she not look like, why are you looking at me?
Well, the video, no. In the video, you can see them dancing, and the girl doesn't seem like she's bothered by the dancing and everybody looking. I was like, I'm just gonna pull out my phone and record. Like, clearly, no one's dancing in the concert because they're listening to the music, but they're not even looking at the concert. They're doing this and like wrapping each other around. Anything for the potty, you guys.
Wait, that looks like a little boy. Oh, he has a mustache.
But like,
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my gosh, they're so in love right now. But okay, so that was just one moment of the concert, but imagine that happened like throughout the day. Like, yeah,
That's funny.
I wrote this. There was one couple that couldn't resist each other, inseparable. The guy was short, but the guy was short and the girl was tall. I wish I had a picture. That was before I had the video, by the way. The concert ended like at 10, so we left around 9:30. By the time we got to the hotel, it was already super late, so we were just like, you know what, bye, let's call it a day. So Saturday we met up with my friend who lives in San Francisco, so we went there. He gave us a little tour, and he gave us, I already put it away, one of those like a tote bag with a hoodie in there. He's like, here you go, this is what we give the models, like it's a swag bag. Anyway, we were driving around San Francisco, and he's like, hey, do you mind getting the champagne?
Wait,
Yeah.
what?
He was
Driving?
like,
This one.
we were.
Wait, did I see a picture of you like drinking in the car? I think you posted, right? Like, this guy? No.
And there's some glasses for you guys there too. Well, he gave us a tour of the city. We were actually going to go see Golden Gate Bridge from a view, but that day was super foggy, so we couldn't. So we just kept driving around, and he showed us some places and stuff like that.
Wait, I need to know more about the champagne. Like, was the champagne something that he always has in his car, or did he bring it because you all were coming and he wanted to pop the bottle?
He always has champagne for people that come in his, and he's always playing. If you think I'm obsessed with Britney, he played only Britney while we were in his car. You can ask Carson. I was like, I told Carson, I was like, before we even met up with him, I was like, how much you want to bet he has a bottle of champagne in his car?
No.
He took us out to lunch. We went to Little Italy. We went to this place called Original Joe's. So we had lunch there. And then after that, we each went our separate ways. We just continued to explore the city. He recommended some places for us to go, and we went. We went to this bar, the bar that had like a big window
Oh
of a
yeah, that
360
was on
view.
Carson's birthday, right?
No, that was Saturday. It's called The View Lounge. It was super fun. The best time ever. Anyway,
That's funny.
flash forward to Sunday. It was Carson's birthday. Happy birthday, Carson. Anyway, we went to have brunch at this place called The Plow. Guess how much time we waited there for brunch?
45 minutes.
An hour and 30.
Oh, hell no.
Look, this is The Plow.
And you all were okay? Oh, I remember that. You took a picture, right?
Yeah. So yeah, we were fine.
Cute.
It
Oh,
was
I love the windows
cold.
in San Francisco houses, like how they're out.
So we waited there for an hour 30, but actually we didn't know there was a coffee shop like half a block away, so we went to a coffee shop.
You know, I feel like when we've traveled together, we didn't used to go to like coffee shops. We would always go to Starbucks.
I
Our
know,
Lima,
that's
we I think because remember we
super.
were like, we need to like charge our phones, and I don't we need Wi-Fi.
But now it's like, look at this. This looks so cute. Like, Yeah. So we went to the Plow, super delicious breakfast. Totally recommend if you're going to San Francisco, go to the Plow. Expect a long wait, but it's worth it. After that, did you get on a Waymo when you were into San Francisco? I love the Waymo. It was super fun.
It's scary a little bit.
So we ended up riding the Waymo to go to the Cable Car Museum. Rode it for like what, maybe 25 minutes. When it was about to drop us off, it said, like, obviously you can't just get off anywhere, right? You have to wait until it parks. So there was a car parked where he wanted to turn, right? But he had enough space to turn. The Waymo had enough space to turn. But I guess the cameras thought the other car was closer. So he kept doing this. He kept going forward. And then when he was about to turn, it would go back and back up to where he was. Mind you, there was a line behind us of cars. It was a
I
stop sign.
know.
So the cars behind us were honking, and we were like, what do? We can't get out. So the car kept doing that for like a solid minute, doing back and forth, and people were recording on the side. There were people like
You're
just
like,
like
hi.
looking at the car like that, and they were recording. I was like, can you airdrop me that video? I didn't say that, but I should have. Finally, just stopped there and let us out. It was a fun experience, and I really think Waymo is gonna, like, at one point disappear Uber and Lyft because
I
they can
think
work
so.
24 hours. Like, they don't need a person to be in there.
You know, one time I was coming out of work and there was a Waymo and like it, I think it didn't see me coming. Y yo también me lo atravesé and it went, obviously it stopped, right? Because it's like it detected me. Like it wasn't so close to me, but I feel like they're really cautious that he like went like that. But I looked at it like, yo
What are you
así, like con la
doing?
mano,
What are
like
you doing,
there's no
bro?
one there.
In Houston, we do have some Waymos, but not as many as in San Francisco. If you're in San Francisco, everywhere you go, there's like 10 Waymos.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of them. I've seen more in Austin. I even saw a training one. It said Waymo and training. And I was
Was
like,
there
oh, hell no, don't get near it. Imagine, like,
a person in it, like training the vehicle? It was
no,
training
like it was by
itself.
itself. Yes.
That's dangerous.
I think I took a video because I sent it to my uncle, because when we got on it, is because he wanted to get on it, and I have a whole video that my uncle's like, "Aquí estamos," and way more, whatever. And I send it to him because I was like, "Look, there's a training one too." He's like, "What?"
And then we went to the cable car, rode a cable car for the first time.
Oh my God,
Went.
I didn't ride a cable car. I just got on it for the picture.
It was a good experience. I liked it. I was a little bit scared on the coming
Bajadita.
down. I was like, oh my gosh, what if this thing doesn't break or
Doesn't,
someone comes and hit us? We're done. Did you go to Lombard Street?
yeah, but you know, I was looking at your stuff and I was like, I think because I went in December, like there was no flowers, it looked like dry, so I was like, I'm not gonna take a picture of it.
And the day was really gorgeous. San Francisco surprised. You can tell it took me by surprise.
I can tell, I can see.
And then we went up to, it's called Twin Peaks. It's a mountain with like two antennas like this, and they call it Twin Peaks. And you get like a very nice view of San Francisco City. It was cold up there. Like the wind gusts are super chilly up
I
there.
think I think I went there.
Did you like walk all the way
It
up
was like
there?
a it was a hill.
Yeah, it was a
It's
hill, so it
because
was a
I
walk.
think we were looking for like there's like a place, like a tree that has a little like a swing. I don't know if you've seen it or if you've heard about it, which I don't wanted to take a picture of that. So me and her walked all the way up there. Not all the way, because then I was like, I don't think there's a swing right now. Like it didn't have the seat on it. I was like, chingado. And then we saw like I think they
Todo
were
por la
like
foto.
wolves.
Coyotes.
Coyotes. I was like, oh, hell no.
So you le corriste, you walked faster.
No, dude, because we saw like people were walking, but they were just walking kind of by them, but not so close. And they were
Yeah.
just laying there. So we're like, I guess we just have to like walk
Just
through
like,
there.
yeah,
But
just walk. Yeah, so on
yeah.
Sunday, this Sunday was when we got our rental car, which was great because we could like move around the city quicker. But on Sunday, we drove to Twin Peaks, drove to Golden State Park. This is where I got the best views of Golden Gate Bridge. And then I wanted, like, I was like, Carson, before we leave, because on Sunday we were leaving to Yosemite. So I was like, before we leave, I want to go to Mrs. Doubtfire's house. where they filmed the
Oh,
movie.
I didn't do that.
I was like, so we went to Mrs. Doubtfire's house, and then I was like, Carson, do you mind if I stop at Princess Diary School? It's like literally down the street there. So we went to where the school's supposed to be, and it's like a house. I took some pictures there, and I was like, okay, we're good. We can leave San Francisco now. Instead, we did a lot of things. After that, we went to Safeway, which is kind of like their version of HEB, and we bought some stuff for the trip to Yosemite to have like to make sandwiches and like protein bars and stuff like that. So yeah, we left San Francisco around, let's see, I think it was like 8:30. Yeah, so we drove and we got there at 11:50. The cabin was really nice, really, it had everything, honestly. But at night, getting there at night, I was like, oh shit, like,
It was scary.
yeah, I was like, we're gonna, like, it's giving the strangers, honestly. Imagine this at night, you don't see anything, so you don't get to see if someone's like literally watching you. Like it's literally like a dirt road up a hill, and then you go into the house. When we went in, it was like all the windows were opened.
What do you
Not
mean open?
open.
Like the blinds?
The blinds were open. So all you saw was dark and the lights were on in the house. So anybody from outside that can look in, you know? But we were like up in a hill. It was just my mind thinking things. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is like prime. Like, is
Murder.
Tamara home? And I was like, okay. So we unpacked, brought everything down the car, just went like showered, went straight to sleep. And then we went to Yosemite to start the second part of the trip.
Carson's part of the trip.
We hiked for 3 days. We would go up for hours and then come down. The last hike I didn't do. So
Wait, he did it alone?
yeah, the last day he did a hike by himself. Because the hike that we were gonna do on the last day was hella hard. Like I've done hard hikes in Colorado, climbed through a waterfall, climbed rocks and everything, but this one was hard. Plus, I had already had like a whole vacation plus 2 days of hiking. So I was doing the hike. I wasn't even close to like half of the hike. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not gonna do it. Like I'm already tired. I'm gonna go down. I was like, you can go ahead, go ahead and finish the hike. I'll go like down and just walk around like by the waterfall. And so I came down. I was like, dude, it was hard because it's like at an incline. And then it was just like, do you know what switchbacks are? So they're like turns. Like you're hiking up and then it turns and then it turns and then it turns like that, like endlessly. And I was like, okay,
I
I'm gonna go down. When I came down, that was at 9:25. I remember because I checked my watch. He came down at 1:19 p.m. That's him coming down.
bien fresco. Oh, okay, now he looks tired. He's like
He was tired, dude. He said that that one was one of the hardest ones he's ever done. Because you know it has difficulties. It tells you before you go, it tells you like on the app, hard, easy, moderate. This one said strenuous. Yosemite is really nice. Have you been to a national park?
I've been to Big Bend, that's it.
This one's
But is
it's
Yosemite
better.
where there's like really tall trees, or is that
That's
somewhere
Sequoia.
else? Oh, I want to
That's
go
Sequoia
there.
National Park. Yosemite does have tall trees, but nothing compared to that one. I mean, obviously the trunks are humongous there and the trees are tall, but Sequoia is the one that you're talking about. No, we went to Yosemite National Park. That's where Untamed was filmed. The show.
I didn't even finish that show, but
We
maybe we
finished
should
it over
go.
there.
We should go to the other one, but tell Carson that I'm just gonna be there for the vibes and to take pictures.
And to make the sandwiches. When you guys come down, the sandwiches will be ready. Fun. The Airbnb had like a hot tub.
Did you get in it? Oh,
I
you
did.
did. You
We.
sent me a picture, a video.
We got in the 3 days. Like we were there, we were like
Aprovechar. Ándale, Carson, hay que aprovechar ahorita
was like, well, let's go ahead and
que
go in and relax in the thing. We would like after our hikes, we would stop by like at a gas station or a little convenience store and buy drinks to have in the hot tub. It was really nice. Like it was a really fun trip. I hadn't had a fun trip like this in a while. It was good. I really not like San Francisco. So New York has some competition.
I'm like, what's the verdict?
New York is top one for me because it's New York. It'll always have my heart and it has all the vibes. It's like a big city and you can walk anywhere. But San Francisco is its close second. It's a walkable city and you have more personal space.
I guess I didn't, because I was just there for like, what, 3 days or 2 days? So, and I think I was very in my head, like stuff I would see, I was like, well, I could do that in New York, or, well, New York does not have these houses, but they have the apartments like that look pretty. I don't know. But I guess I need to go for longer days or a longer time.
Yeah, a longer trip. I would The only thing that I like comparing New York and San Francisco, or San Francisco to New York, is that it doesn't have like a subway. I mean, it has public transportation. It has the buses, the trolleys, but it doesn't have the subway, which makes it easier to commute and go to place to place. But other than that, I think it's a very unique city. The slanted
The hills and
houses,
stuff,
the
yeah.
hills, the bay. You're going in autumn to New York. So we expect a full itinerary. Before you leave, I want to have see what you're gonna do, where you're going. Remind me what's the dates you're going?
I think it's like the 11th of November. Oh, a Veterans Day. But I don't have a. I need to do like an itinerary. There's this restaurant that I want to go to that the wall is like full of books. I'll send you a picture later. It looks cute.
Well,
I think
maybe
there's one
may
that you went to, Freeman's. Is that what it? Yes.
Yes.
I've had that on a Pinterest. I think like things to do in New York. Yes, me salió una vez, but I didn't go last time. I don't know why I didn't go. I think because it was kind of far, because we stayed in Midtown. And where is it at?
It's not on Midtown. I think it's closer to Greenwich Village, kind of like that area. Yeah, Greenwich Village, because I walked from the restaurant to my hotel. That is so cool. I love that restaurant. The drinks are really good too.
Is it like American?
It's an American restaurant, yeah. You better make Rezzies.
I don't know. I need to look at stuff, but I guess I'll start. What are we? Maybe in September, October, I'll start looking at what I want to do or what we're gonna do over there. And I want to spend a day in Brooklyn. There's a lot of things there. There's this Italian place that supposedly like all these famous people go. But it says like that you, and this is why I'm like, I guess I would have to spend like a day in Brooklyn. Cause
Just a line.
at three, the line starts to make a reservation. And then they'll give it to you for like around 7 or 8.
La vieja bien arreglada desde las 8 de la mañana.
Todo el día.
Pero llena de bolsas. Ándale, Donald, ya se nos está haciendo tarde. Tenemos que estar en la fila.
Ay, no.
That's funny.
I want to go get a blowout in Chinatown. It's been coming out on my TikTok. This viral $25 or $30 blowout. And like, las viejas salen así como que el cabello bien Evelyn Hugo. That's how I imagine she had. Remember,
This
you
is
always have
gonna.
to go like that.
I'm keeping this on everything on the podcast, by the way, on the episode. I want Donald to be there filming the process of that blowout.
And then they're like, the girls are like, oh my God, this is like the best hair wash they've done. Y está la chinita
Chinga.
haciéndole. Like, don't you imagine like Evelyn Hugo, like with a lot of volume in her hair? That's how I imagine que voy a salir.
Like thick hair, yeah.
I know.
Don't even
So.
mention Evelyn Hugo right now, because I am still reading that book.
Wait, did you not take todavía quiero que. Que este, ¿cómo se llama? Que
I
tuvieras tiempo
didn't
para
have the
leer.
time. I took my Kindle to the trip. I took my Kindle. I took my Beats. I took everything. I was like, for the airport, I didn't do any of that. I didn't even take out the Kindle.
So what were you doing in the airport? Like, did you have a waiting time or it was like.
So at the airport, I am a proud member of United Explorer Card. So they gave us a pass to go to United Club. So we went to United Club, and there was like drinks and food and stuff like that. So like looking through my pictures and scheduling my posts and stuff like that. So Carson and I purchased our tickets together, and we bought like to have our seats next to each other. The time to check in, I didn't know this, but when you check in for your flight, if somebody else doesn't check in at the same time or whatever, your seat, like if somebody checks in, your seat is going to be gone. I checked in the morning, and Carson didn't check in until the evening, and by the time he checked in, his seat was all the way to the back
Oh,
in the
yeah.
middle. I didn't know this.
You all didn't buy them together?
We bought them at the same time, but we didn't buy them
Oh,
together.
I think with us is because we always buy them together. So I just like we just go check in and it checks in both. Maybe
But
y'all should check them in both.
do you each get a notification to check in, or do you just get one?
Just one, but you know what? We do Southwest, so there's no seating. First come, first serve, like, but it
So
does lie.
you wait in line and like you wait in
Well, I
line and then
think
you get on the plane and you just run.
that's it. No, but it did. Sí, así con la
Con las
bolsa
maletas.
y el aguacate colgando.
Y la bubu en chinga.
Dude, I
Ah,
hate how I carry purses. It's been several times que le pego a la
señora,
cuando voy
acarreando
caminándose.
bolsa, la
Ay, no,
lonchera, la
pero
bolsa.
I think like the faster you check in, they put you like in a like earlier, what's it called? Like a group, like group number this time to board.
Yeah, with that card, we are always group number two.
Is that like a credit card? I was thinking like, should I get
Yeah.
like a flight credit card? That way I can get points and stuff.
I get miles. Yeah. You should
Eh.
really look
Oh.
into it. Coming back, we were like, let's check in. We were in Yosemite and we were like, oh, notification to check in. 1, 2, 3. We checked
Imagínate
in
que no
and
les da señal.
it was a hit or miss with the signal up there in Yosemite.
I think once I moved to Austin and stuff, I started flying Southwest because my work, whenever I would travel with them, they would always fly me Southwest. And I like the two free check bags. I mean, now we're not going to have to do that. So we're going to have to pay.
Because that's like another perk with United, like with the United card. Aquí yo promocionándote la tarjeta de si
Ya
la sacas.
sé. Ya
I can
sé.
refer you if you want. So yeah, you get free checked bags if you do the card.
Then why didn't you check a bag? Wait, did you just
Because
take
I
your
was,
carry-on?
yeah, because I had a carry-on. I was like dragging the carry-on through the airport. I was like, why didn't I just like check the carry-on so I don't have to drag it through the airport?
You know, that's what I'm thinking because like, you know how I'm going, it's gonna be cold and I wanna take like I guess a backpack, my carry-on, and I still need like another luggage. If I take a subway, I'm gonna have to be strolling the streets with two freaking bags.
Yeah.
Unless we just take an Uber, but Uber's I think is gonna be like $70.
But yes, guys, I'll go ahead and share my itinerary with you if you are going planning to go to San Francisco or if you just want to be nosy, drop in the DM. Anyway, moving on, The Life of a Showgirl. What do you think about that title? Are you loving Taylor Swift this new era?
Yes, I think so. I kind of was done with the depressing. I feel like this is gonna be a little bit more like it's kind of giving Sabrina Carpenter, like with the outfits.
I'm sorry, guys, but I am so done with Sabrina Carpenter. I don't want to hear her name anymore in this
Well, you're gonna
podcast.
have to hear her because I'm gonna go to ACL and she's gonna be there and I'm gonna have stuff to talk about. Actually, I have one
Ugh.
of the songs for the new Taylor Swift song,
I
I mean,
saw.
album.
Whenever I saw that Taylor Swift was dropping an album, I was like, wait, people on TikTok. First, I saw it on TikTok. I was like, what is happening? Everybody started posting, like, oh my gosh, first images of Taylor Swift and her new album. I was like, this got to be like AI because it was a bra and
Yes,
like
that's not her, right? Like,
really,
I
really
was like, what did you
sensual.
do, Travis Kelce?
Yeah. And then I started, like, she posted like the first couple of photos. Okay, I can get behind this. She posted that she was going to be on Travis Kelce's podcast. This is for real. So, what did you think about the rollout of the album?
I guess I was in not in shock. I was just like, I saw it with the clip where she's like, I gotta show you something, and then she
We're
has
gonna
like a
sh
suitcase. They just said we have TS12, and I was like, what? And then until she said, this is my new album. And I was like, oh, I wasn't like in shock until I saw the pictures. I was like, this is sexy for her.
It's very risque.
Like her
So
poses, like not
the
even her outfits, like her
poses.
poses.
She was like, oh, you think I was done?
She's in her
Think
cochina
again.
era
I
with those
Mhm.
poses. I don't, maybe because she's always dressed like in little cute dresses and stuff. Or
Mm
like covered, like
she's
I didn't even think she had curves like that.
I'm thinking like in previous albums, has she posted like that? No. I think this is the first time. I think she was already hinting it from the Eras Tour. Remember when she included, what was that name of the song that she came out dressed like with only the bra? She was only wearing a bra with like a high type of
A white one,
pant. Yeah, like a
the
white,
one
and then it had a blazer.
where
Yeah.
Travis carries her, right?
Yeah. So I think she was already hinting to that era because it looks kind of like a showgirl. People
You're
on
right.
social media were talking about August 12th. Something's going to happen on August 12th. Taylor's going to be making a big announcement, possibly dropping a whole new album because they were going off by the last day that she did the tour was December 8th. So when you flip December 8th, it's 8/12.
Swifties are crazy. Like,
They
they
are.
dig
They
in
are.
deep.
And sure enough, she had something for August 12th.
It's like she trained them for this, like, because she's always done things like this, right?
That's
I
crazy.
think I saw it at night too, like when it was, how did she do that? Was she waiting for the thing to turn till 12? Like, okay, post. Someone probably
Like,
takes care of her stuff.
how does it work in her brain? I like to plan things in advance and I won't say anything, but that's another level. She is thinking a year ahead. Like, right now, it is August 25th, right? How does she do? Like, she's touring, she's recording this new album, and she's thinking about it, these ideas.
And the
Like, that
last
is.
show was on the day. Like, she's like,
Like,
I
how does
need
she.
my last show to be on this day.
When does this album come out? October?
October 3rd.
Oh my goodness. So here we are. We had to jump in into this call because there was an emergency.
I know I saw your text and I was like, wait, I didn't read what it said until I actually opened my Instagram and I was like, what?
On social media, everybody's like losing their mind because they're like,
Everyone's going bonkers.
yeah, it's
Why am
like,
I screaming?
how does Taylor expect for people to continue their work day when she just dropped like the biggest thing ever?
Did she do it at 8:12?
She did it actually at
I'm
12:12 p.m.
That's something.
Pacific time.
That's a sign. That's probably the day when she's gonna get married.
December 12th.
Probably.
Oh
Oh,
my God. Her birthday's on the 13th, right, of December.
I don't know. I'm not
I was like, I
that
think
deep.
we need to jump on this quickly. Like, as soon as I told you, I went onto Instagram and people had already recorded videos, dude. How do they do that?
What? They already recorded memes. But I'm happy for her. I'm acting like she's my friend.
Did you see the ring?
Yes, it looks vintage.
Nothing to do with the other ring that this Cristiano Ronaldo got for
I
her
know.
his
No,
wife.
no, 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 no. Yeah, no.
Like, this classy.
I don't know about the shape, but I mean, it's still pretty, or I don't know if it's because it's Taylor Swift that I think it's pretty.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't like a, what is it like a, it's not a square,
It's
a
like a
rectangle, a
rectangle. I don't.
standing rectangle.
There's not a lot of details of the ring. Yeah, I was like, I want to get Yudi's reaction and add it to the podcast.
Oh my God, I wanted to cry a little bit.
But actually, like, it looks like effortless. You know, it's not like over the top. It looks like, oh, they found like a little gazebo and they took a picture
And
there.
he was just like, it's time. Like on the video, the l lover. I think she's in a little garden like
Thank you for jumping into
that.
this call.
Okay,
Bye.
bye. Okay, bye.
Well, going back to Taylor Swift after this major detour, are we gonna score some Taylor Swift tickets to go see her live this time
Do you
around?
think she's gonna have any?
Yeah.
I really feel like if she does, we should go to the Mexico one and make a trip out of it.
Dude, anywhere that she does a tour, Mexico fans, Swifties are crazy too.
I know,
Like
bitches,
everywhere, everywhere.
yes.
Like,
Bitches, yes. Speaking of soccer players, we have a very popular and famous soccer player that got engaged while you were out. Like,
who was this? Who was it?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Wasn't he already married? I don't know why, like,
He
I thought he was already married.
apparently he was not married. I guess he was just living with his girlfriend and they have five kids.
De juntados.
Sí,
Como
juntados.
nosotros.
Sí. Pero a mí
Todavía
no
te
me
quedan
dieron
unos 6 años.
anillo. Ay, no. I was thinking like, oh my gosh, she was with him 8 years. I need to know what you think of this ring. When I read that she had five kids with him, I'm like, this girl deserves that ring. Like, after five kids,
Let me look for the ring.
the ring literally looks like a ring pop. That's how big it is. Yes, it's huge.
Let me see.
It's like a large oval diamond ring. When I say large, I mean large.
It's huge. It is a big
Dude,
rock. I think it's
it's
too much.
huge. I think it's too much too.
How much did it cost? Do you know?
It says 5 to 15 million.
Wait, would you think it's too much if you were her? Like, oh my gosh, this is too much. Send it back. Where are you gonna wear the ring for starters? Like, that thing, you can't wear it out. They'd chop a finger off.
Yeah. No, I think even if I was like,
Rich and
if I
famous.
was like a millionaire like that, I don't think I would want a ring. Like, it doesn't look pretty. I don't like the way it looks. It's just huge.
I don't like it. It's too much. It's too big. But for five kids, maybe.
It's like someone that I would expect to have a ring like that would be someone like Cardi B. You know, like, 'cause she's extravagant like that. But this girl, like, I don't think she's like that. I mean, if that's what she wanted, that's what she wanted, and that's what she got. So happy for her.
But to each their own, congratulations on the engagement after 8 years of being together. Well, guys, this was episode 19. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening and for being patient with us that we didn't record for 2 weeks, but we're here now and we're not going anywhere. But anyway, follow us on Instagram at onthemenu_pod and to our personal Instagrams. You already know them at Toners.
And at shootings.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, just that I gotta go because I need to go watch the Love Island reunion. I need someone to tell me who's with me with Love Island so we can discuss later. You need to start watching The Hunting Wives.
Is it
It's
good?
dirty. It's messy. Do like
Do you
what?
get horned up or what?
A little bit.
Well, you guys have fun. Have fun watching Love Island. And to you guys, we'll see you next week with a brand new episode of On the Menu podcast. Peace out,
Bye.
motherfuckers. Miss
Dude,
Peter.
oh my God, I didn't see that coming. I know. You should totally leave then. That was funny.
Okay, I will.
Stop recording this.